This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
8:16 now on this Monday morning is going to be hot. But we all knew that, right? But it's really going to get more rainy toward the end of the week. And apparently, we're going to have this whole thing like, frontal vu or whatever you would call it, deja vu with the weather. Because apparently, the end of this week is going to be kind of like the end of last week was, with the chance for showers. And maybe it'll rain, maybe it won't. Maybe it'll rain hard where you are, maybe it won't. So I wish I could tell you more. However, I will say that I know I have to cut the grass. I had to cut the grass on Wednesday to get ahead of the rain. And, man, it's crazy the way it's growing. I'm like getting ready to start cutting it twice a week. But what are you going to do, right? Today on Sports Talk with Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller, Saints training camp kicks off this week. Senior producer of NFL Films Greg Cosell drops by at 4:20. What a great job they do. Then ESPN reporter Kat Terrell breaks down the black and gold at 5:20. Tyler Shuck, he's got his deal done. And will the offensive line live up to their draft investment? And how is the offense going to look under Kellen Moore and the defense in Brandon Staley's scheme? Huddle up with Sports Talk 4 till 8 and Mike and Steve on WWL and the Odyssey app. Stephanie Regal joins us now, a skilled journalist. I'm a big fan of this lady, business writer for the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com. How you doing, Stephanie?
I'm fine, thanks. Good morning.
Tell me about the, you've been following this Archdiocese bankruptcy case with survivors. I don't know if you want to, let's start with the latest movement, then we'll go back and talk about background for people that know about it, but don't know about it.
So we finally have a reorganization plan to potentially end this now more than 5-year bankruptcy case. The Archdiocese, in cooperation with a court-appointed committee that represents all the abuse claimants, filed a joint, what they call, reorganization plan last week. We already know the general terms of this. It would offer to pay survivors almost $180 million into a trust over several years that they would be entitled to a share of. It would also include, in addition to that amount, money from the sale of the Christopher Homes low-income elderly apartment complexes that is hoped to take place later this year or early next year. That would up the amount to well over $200 million. And there's a large insurance company, Travelers, that insured the Archdiocese for a couple of decades, and they have not agreed to this settlement. So theoretically, at least, abuse survivors, if they had the wherewithal and the stomach for it, could pursue litigation against Travelers for potentially additional money. But the issue now is, you know, whether this gets confirmed, and there are a couple of powerful groups against it. The bondholders that some years ago lent the church $40 million. They are unsecured creditors, so they don't get to jump ahead of the abuse survivors. They have to vote on this just like the abuse survivors do, and they are opposed to it because they claim that they were entitled to be repaid in full. They're still owed $30 million.
Wait, let me slow down for a second, Stephanie. Let me slow down for one second. Who is it that feels that's opposed to it?
A group of bondholders. Bondholders that, wait, let me get off my earbuds here. I'm sorry about that.
And why did they sell bonds in the first place?
Yeah. Bondholders that had lent the church $40 million in 2017 to help them refinance debt. And they've been repaid about $10 million so far. But now the church is saying they don't have the ability to pay them in full. And so the bondholders, and this is an unsecured group of creditors, so they have to stand in line along with abuse survivors. And they're saying securities fraud. They're threatening to sue the church for securities fraud, which may be posturing, by the way, but it's still an obstacle and suggests that they are not on board with this plan. As we've discussed in the past, there are also, dozens of abuse survivors and their attorneys who are not on board with the plan either. So it remains to be seen if the church is going to be able to get this over the hurdle. But the judge has said she will dismiss the case in December if there's not a resolution. So there's a tight timeline between now and then, and we're going to just see how this plays out.
For people that don't know, let me take a break here for traffic. For people that don't know about what it means when you sell a bond, I know, you know, it seems silly, but some people don't, and it just shocks me that, well, we don't have the money to pay you off. Sorry.
Right.
That just blows my mind. We'll talk about it when we come back with Stephanie Regal. $40 million. Well, okay. 8:21 traffic now, WWL. 5 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Stephanie Regal, business writer for the Times, speaking to you, NOLA.com, about the Archdiocese of New Orleans and their settlement. And let's put sex abuse aside for a second, and let's put, I guess, the bankruptcy aside for a second. I want to talk about this bond thing. Stephanie, for people that don't understand, you're a business writer. Explain to them how an organization issues bonds and how that works.
Well, I mean, in simplest terms, you know, large institutional investors, pension funds, retirees, and not individually, but through the funds that they're invested in, buy bonds, basically debt, and then entities borrow money, and the bonds are what finances that. It's unlike going to a bank where you take out a loan, but the effect is the same. Mm-hmm. And 7 years ago, faced with a lot of steep debt, Archbishop Amond borrowed, for lack of a better word, took out a $40 million bond issue and used that to refinance some of the church's debt. I mean, financially, it was, I think, a smart move. Just like if you did that with your personal finances and took out a loan with more favorable terms to pay down a lot of credit card bills or something. Mm-hmm. Over the years, $10 million has been paid off, but there's still a nearly $30 million note. And recently, with the increase in the number of late filed claims in this case, which now number more than 660, the church notified the bondholders that they were not going to be able to repay them in full. Now, unlike if you went to Whitney Bank and took out a loan, a bank is a secured creditor. So if you file bankruptcy, they're first in line and get paid in full. Unsecured creditors do not. I wish I could explain to you why these bondholders under this issue were not secured, but they are not. And so basically under this proposed reorganization plan, which still has several hurdles to go, the bondholders get just a share of the total settlement trust, as opposed to all of the $30 million they say they are owed. And they're alleging this is securities fraud. They have not filed a suit, but their attorney said it in open court in June. And more recently, they filed a motion in the case asking the judge for permission, basically, to file that suit, alleging securities fraud. I understand a lot of this is posturing. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be paid in full at all. I'm just saying these are the kind of high stakes negotiations, and this kind of stuff is not uncommon, but this is quite the case. And it does have the potential, if this group, you know, coupled with some of the survivors' attorneys individually who were, you know, against it, could mount a formidable opposition, because 2/3 of each class of claimants in a bankruptcy has to vote to approve the settlement. I know that's a mouthful.
No, it is, but I'm just the bond thing. Just so, what recourse do the bondholders have? I know you talk about posturing and so forth, but somebody has to be watching this, right?
They can sue. They've alleged securities fraud. They could appeal to the Securities and Exchange Commission. You know, but again, there have been so many layers of litigation in this case. What ultimately happens, and you know, does something get worked out at the end? That remains to be seen.
When it comes to fraud, is this anything that could ever rise to the level of criminal, as far as you know?
Well, we know the history of you know, allegedly criminal activities and investigations in this case. Nothing has ever seemed to turn up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I mean, it's been a year and a half since the state police raided the Archdiocese headquarters, alleging they were looking for, you know, documents that could point to criminal wrongdoing, and nothing has ever come of that. So your guess is as good as mine, but I would say no if I was a betting person.
Did the bond thing raise your eyebrows?
They're unsecured creditors, so... No. You have to remember that. I mean, that's all I can.
Did the bond thing raise your eyebrows or not? Your reporter, the bond thing raise your eyebrows?
I certainly thought it was interesting. Certainly, yeah. Very interesting. You know, and they've been making noise all year. You know, alleging that that they had concerns about the way the settlement was proceeding, and saying they were not at the table and not being brought into the closed door mediation talks that were going on between the committee and the Archdiocese to try to work this out.
You know, Stephanie, some people would consider $40 million a lot of money.
$40 million is a lot of money. It's $30 million, 29 something at this point.
All right, $30 million.
That is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, too. Thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate it, as always. We'll talk to you again soon. Stephanie Regal, business writer for The Times-Picayune, NOLA.com. We come back, we'll talk to Alex Hammerstone about the basics of staying safe online right now. Time for WWL First News. 8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Okay, everybody, this is Internet Security 101. Your teacher will be Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. I'm the graduate assistant here to answer any questions. And you can always visit Alex during his office hours. How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing really well. Ready for class. How about you?
I'm good. How's Cleveland? Is that where you are today?
It is. It is beautiful as always. We have the heat, but not the humidity. So
heat, my rear end. Highs of 76 today, 78 tomorrow. You call that heat? Jeez.
We're supposed to get in the 90s later in the week, and we're just not built for it, right? So when it gets hot here, it's like when you guys get snow.
Yeah, that's true. Which I like. Matter of fact, I was saying the other day, it's hard to believe that the weather we're having now, that it ever did snow like it did in January. Let's talk about basic internet security, what with going back to school and so forth. Are there things specifically high school students should be aware of, college students or parents of students who have kids that are be going online and be doing homework and everything else? Because that's part of it now, right, as we talk about classroom?
It absolutely is. And you know, some of the advice that we give out as far as staying safe online has been around for, you know, decades. And other things I think have kind of evolved over the years. And I think that, you know, some of the things that still hold true, you know, always update your devices, you know, whether it's your phone or your laptop. I think especially for kids going off to college, one of the things that's really kind of a new issue is a lot of these young people have used Chromebooks or, you know, other things throughout high school. And aren't as familiar with kind of the full-on computers, like a Windows computer or even a Mac, and some of the requirements there to keep those updated and safe. So make sure that you're always updating your operating system and other things like that. You know, use multi-factor authentication whenever you can. That's when you get kind of that code or, you know, have a separate kind of application on your device where, you know, you don't just need a username and password, but also need that code to log into something. Mm-hmm. It's not perfect, but it helps a ton. It's a lot like seatbelts, right? You know, a seatbelt won't save you every time, but it'll save you a lot of the times.
And maybe save you from the big giant damage, right?
That's absolutely true.
Okay.
And I think one thing that we don't talk about that much anymore when we talk about kind of internet security or online safety is make sure you back things up. You know, I've talked to a couple of people actually in the past week that have had issues with their devices, and they lost a few years of pictures. So make sure you're backing up your devices, whether it's to the cloud or some other way. You know, and for younger people too, it's interesting because we kind of see this interesting kind of curve where it's a lot of older people, but a lot of younger people also fall victim to scams pretty often. You know, younger people are very used to sharing everything online, right? It's how they grew up. We call them digital natives. They've always, you know, been very open with sharing things. And just keep in mind that you also really need to focus on your privacy because these things kind of follow you for life. And that goes to, you know, not posting foolish things. But also, you know, we all have these different apps on our phones and our computers and everything else. And when we install those, we're oftentimes asked to accept certain conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone just clicks agree.
Right.
And so really being aware of that kind of thing. Another thing that, especially for younger people, they don't necessarily have credit cards. So they use a lot of these different kind of, you know, payment methods, whether it's a debit card or some of these new peer-to-peer payment networks.
Mm-hmm.
But I would really implore young people to, you know, use a credit card when they can. You know, obviously the whole issue with managing debt is a different thing. That's, you know, not a my focus with security. But remember that, you know, credit cards have a lot of different consumer protections. So if your credit card is stolen, it's generally much less of a hassle than if your debit card is stolen. So consider things like that. And also really watch out for these scams. You know, they really just are unrelenting, whether they're, you know, fake IRS scams or saying you owe a toll or what have you. Just be aware of that kind of thing that's constantly floating around.
8:51 now. I'm going to take a break. Alex, I'm going to pick this up when we come back. A friend of mine surprised me the other day. He got a son that's like 30 years old. Fell victim to the scam of, you know, his dad was being kidnapped or was being held hostage and turned over $500 to him. And this person is internet savvy and everything else, but I guess emotion steps in. Let's talk about some of those kind of scams. We come back because, you know, the last thing in the world you want is your kid goes off to college. They get a message that their parents have been kidnapped. So what do you do? Well, let me just send some money and get him free when the whole thing's a scam. We're talking to Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. We're also going to talk about the cloud when we come back. Somebody texted in, how secure is the cloud? 8:52, 8 till 9, traffic now, WWL. Hi, 8:57, 3 minutes left now until 9 o'clock, and with Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. Alex, before the break, somebody surprised me, a friend of mine, a 30-year-old son, internet savvy, but got a text that his dad had been kidnapped with his voice and picture and everything else and turned over some cash. For people that, with the time that we have left, what's the best way when you get one of these a text or something that comes in from somebody saying your parents or whatever, son's been kidnapped? First step.
These are extremely common. I just read about one in our local paper this morning. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's kind of step back because these scammers really focus on, you know, giving you a sense of urgency or getting emotion into it. Mm-hmm. So the first thing is to step back and just realize if that makes sense, right? Is it likely that your, you know, relative was kidnapped? And the answer is usually no, right? Oftentimes they're going to use these kind of newer technologies where they can replicate their voice. It's really simple to do. It's free software. You can, with just a few seconds of someone's voice, then can create, something that makes them talking in their own voice. So it sounds very realistic. The easiest way to prevent that is to ask them something that only your relative would know or the person would know. So if I get one of these things in my wife's voice, you know, asking mm-hmm. to wire money because she's in trouble, I can ask her something like, you know, where did we get married or what did I have for breakfast or something only she would know.
But then the person says, but then does it work where you're actually talking to a real person or is it the person that is presenting this and says, no, that's enough questions?
So generally, you'd want to reach out to law enforcement, right? Call the police mm-hmm. if you really think your relative's been kidnapped.
But I'm wondering the scam itself, when you get the text, it's purportedly from the person that's been kidnapped or a third party?
It's both. So the long-term thing has always been it came from a third party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're called grandparent scams, and they were common that, you know, if your kid was down on spring break, you'd get a message that they'd been arrested and, you know, wherever they were and whether it was Mexico or Florida or what have you. But now with this AI technology where they can clone voices, a lot of these are starting to pop up where they are callers in your relative or loved one's voice.
Mm. So again, take a deep breath first before you do anything, right?
Absolutely. That's the key, is to kind of step back and just think about, you know, whether the story makes sense. And I think in most cases, if people kind of step back and think that through, they'll realize that this doesn't make a lot of sense.
Never enough time. Thank you, Alex Hammerstone, Trusted Sec. We appreciate it. When we come back, we're going to spend an hour talking about the price of college. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. Back in a flash, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.